Boogie Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we've been having another powerful conversation when it comes to parents who may have children that may be out of control, and how can they get the resources and the help that they need. In this particular case, we had a mother come in and talk about her son who created a negative situation, offending others, who lost a loved one, and it caused his family to be threatened, and like I said, and even his own life. And so what we're talking about is what do we have out here? What can we have to try to get in front of a lot of this? What resources and even the existing resources that we have? Is it even working? Is it even working? We got some audio from the mother. We called up to the school. She called the school and she was trying to, you know, get information on her son today. And we have a little clip of the her talking and trying to figure out if she can have or get resources or help from the school. Let's listen.
The police basically said there wasn't no police report about that. It been threats made up on my house and everything, Mr. McCoy. And they're saying you never made a report. Yeah, they're saying it was never no report.
I can't make no report. If I called and I talked to them, and then they told me what they was going to do, that they didn't follow through on their end. I did report it, and they didn't do nothing. They just took it with a grain of salt. So that's actually on MPD.
That's exactly what I'm going through right now. He didn't threaten kids, sold them guns, everything.
I even told them, who the kid was. I haven't seen him in the building since we had that situation.
That's exactly what I told the police this morning, too. I told them that this morning, too. Mr. McCoy, I'm going through stuff. This boy is literally having people at my house with guns and stuff, and they're not stepping in to help me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm keep telling him he goes to school just so he won't be outside. He's going to.
Hey, you know, this sounds like a mother that knows that her child is in over his head with his actions. And she's trying her best to save her son's life. Black Conscious. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tappy.
Man, I tell you, you got me all in my feelings. But, yeah, it's sad to say this woman is crying out for help for her son to prevent him from harming himself or others. And the only thing they could do is sit back and wait until he do something. Where's that violence prevention program, man? Where they at? Here's a good time now to intercede and affect this child. You know, Tori, you said you're going there to see him. But maybe you should bring him to the studio and expose him to things that can – give him a different outlook on life.
Maybe I got to chase him down first.
Yeah, that part. Get to Minister Kevin and get some more men around to pour into this young man to show him how much his life is important and how much he's hurting his mother and his family. I mean, it's sad and alarming that this woman is crying for some intervention, and the only thing they can do is basically tell her we have to wait until he do something in order to help him. And you know that ain't the help they're really looking for.
Hey.
Now, it's really sad with all these programs out here that no one can step in and aid this woman, this family, this young man, to help him see the importance of longevity of his life. Only thing they could do is, like, we can't do nothing until he do something.
But don't they got, like, these programs where they supposed to have these men and people that they're paying that's supposed to go and do conflict resolution? Now, I see this on the news.
Yeah,
they're giving them checks and all kinds of stuff. So why? Where is that at?
It's always,
why don't they refer to it?
It's always after the fact. It's not to prevent. It's to react after the fact. That's what they get money for. And by that time, and I don't want to say this to that young man, he's seriously hurt somebody. Now he's in the system. So what good was that?
That's all I'm saying. And like I said, it's a lot I'm not saying because I don't want to target the one. I don't want to target nobody specific program. But I hear
you ain't got to say it. We hearing it, brother.
Okay.
We hearing it. Nobody's called you and came forward. None of these programs has called you and say, "Hey, Tori, I can help this young man. Hey, Tori, you can send him over here to us and we can help this young man. We can intervene." You get callers like us who's outraged because this mother is basically crying for help. But there's nothing you can do to after the fact. I swear, man, it got to get better before it gets a whole lot worse, man. But, you know, if you go down there and you get with that young man, hey, let's all us men in these airwaves get together and support you and expose this young, give this young man some exposure to how important life is really about, how important his life is to him as well as to his family. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
I agree. Thank you, Black Conscious, for tapping in. Brother Love. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, happy Friday, Tori.
How you doing, Brother Love? Happy Friday.
Oh man, I'm shook up, man, about and hearing that mother cry like that about her 15-year-old son. I almost was crying when she was crying because the way she, those are real tears. She crying for her son, man. She's really like at a loss of words and really is innocent and needing help, you know. And you know, at 15, I don't think my mother understood what I was doing in the streets and what I was going through. And Tori, I think it brings me back to the scriptures. I think when it was Mary Magdalene or something, I'm not sure, or was it the Virgin Mary that laid the expensive bottle of perfume at Jesus' feet.
Right.
So she sacrificed the very thing that she had, the most she had. She took all of her degrees. She took all of her money, and she put it at the master's feet. And they was like, "Oh, why are you doing this? You could have made, you could have got rich off of this." But she enhanced what our great Lord and Savior did. She sacrificed to him. And I think that's what that's what people need to do. Enhance what Tori Lowe is doing. Bring your degrees, bring your money, bring your knowledge, and come and enhance what this young brother is doing to advance his community. And God bless you and have a great weekend, brother.
Blessings. Like I said, we're going to get this resolved. Hopefully, you know, when I'm done, it's not too far gone, if y'all can read in between the lines. All I'm saying is, I just got this before I came to work. You know what I mean? So this was going on. And she went through the people, even at the police department, they got connections to the city resources. They could have picked up the phone and called the Office of Violence Prevention or whoever these people are that's getting the money through the city and the program and called them. They doing these peace walks with these people. You can't tell me they ain't got the number to these people. You can't tell me they ain't got the number to these programs that they funding that's supposed to be proactive. So you're going to just, we going to wait to see what happens. If you was real resourceful, you would have called, got some information on these programs that got people in there that say that they're going to be conflict resolution. You could have sat the mother down. Hey, call this person. Let's see what they can help you do. Let's see what they with these people. No, they didn't do that. And I understand law enforcement can't react. And, you know, whatever they saying, okay, I can't do nothing until something in this space happens. But you got the resources and the connections to the Office of Violence Prevention or the Office of Wellness and Safety, or that program got millions of dollars. Ashanti Hamilton was running the program, and he didn't move on to something else. He didn't took the money. All right. It's Friday. You know what?
Yeah, you want to do it, Tori? Should we get these vibes?
Let's get positive. It's Friday.
All right, hold on. Let's switch the vibrations up.
We about to give away
one call. That's all.
Hey, look. Now we about to give away $5,000. So if you buy the phone and you've been entered in to win, if you pick up the phone, it's on. But if you don't pick up the phone, we moving on. We dialing the number right now. The Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway. Here we go. Come on now. We don't want to keep you going now. Pick up the phone.
Hello.
Is this Eastside Double R?
Speaking.
Is this Eastside Double R?
Speaking.
Hey, look. What are you doing?
Just doing a little work with the kids.
Do you know who this is?
Sound like Tory Lowe.
Hey, you know. So you know what time it is. Hey, you have won $5,000 from the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway. You are now $5,000 richer. Hey, what's happening in? Tell the family I said what's happening in.
Hey, y'all hear
them? Hey, what you gonna do with the $5,000?
Man, I'm about to give back to the hood, you know. Might do a little block party or something like that, but we're going shopping first.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Salute. Anything you want to say to the community? Anything you want to say to the people?
Hey, you know, just keep God first and anything possible, you know. Gotta keep your head on the swivel, you know what I'm saying? Green don't always mean go.
Green don't always mean go. But look, you got $5,000. Salute to Gruber Law Offices for the $5,000 giveaway. And what station made you a $5,000 winner today?
Hey, 1017, the truth.
All right. Look, that was powerful. That was powerful. All right. Well, look, we gonna hold on the lines. We gonna get the information and get you squared away. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being a listener. And once again, it's a big blessing to have you win the contest today. So thank you and your family for being a part of Truth Nation.
Appreciate you.
All right. Stay on the lines. All right. That felt good. That felt good. That's what I'm talking about. It's all good in the hood. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes, and I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
Truth Nation, if you're looking for a new school for your kindergarten through eighth grade student, we have the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly three decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K, mental health services, nutrition support, intervention services, and after-school programs. This is in addition to our character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education, as every MCP campus earned a four-star rating, exceeds expectations on the 2023-24 DPI report cards. Look, set up a visit by going to MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Hey, look, that's powerful. Hey, look, it's a blessing. Hey, we working. We also got a retired police officer that called in that offered to help out with the situation with the young man. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to make sure that we try to resolve this issue the best way we can. We got it at the bottom. We're going to try to see if we can bring it back to the top, at least have this young man kind of just get in a space where he can untangle himself from what he have gotten himself into, and try to, you know, there's ways to try to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, these are the tough situations that we have to get involved in as a people, and always say, ain't nobody coming to help us. And I'm showing y'all live that we can do it ourselves. And hopefully we can have a positive outcome and have the mom come back and talk about the resolution and understanding that it may look bad. It may look out of control. It may look like there's nothing that can be done. But the Lord will always make a way. If your faith and you trusting in the Lord, that's what I do. I know that the Lord will always make a way. Always make a way. We got a retired police officer willing to contribute whatever she could do. And I'll say this for those that are listening and you have resources, hit up DJ Brother Z, give him your number. You don't have to come on the air. 833-212-1017, and it's going to be powerful. Somebody ain't never satisfied, you know. Salute to Fair East Side Double R. Salute. You got $5,000, you're $5,000 richer. Make sure that, you know, you pass on the love. Pass the love on. I feel good about that we are able to do that live on the air. The family was truly excited. And like I said, once again, pass on the love. And when we talk about this situation with the mother, our only reason we're able to do this is because I am a resource for my people. I never took one penny. And this is what it looked like. And a lot of people say, oh, I need this much money to do this and that. I ain't got a penny yet for doing nothing. Not even no gas money. Okay, so I know that's a lie. The Lord always make a way, but I know that's a lie because I'm showing y'all, and that's the best thing I can do is show y'all that it can be done. All right? And some people, they try to say something bad about it, but like I said, I don't care because at the end of the day, hot air don't equal results. It don't equal results. People talk all day, but trust me, that mother wouldn't have never came to you and her son's life was on the line. She came to Truth Nation. Okay? It is what it is. And I'll say this. This work is hard work because it's difficult, because many times it's at the worst. But if you have your faith in the right place, there's nothing too hard for God to handle. There's nothing too hard for God. I believe in that. This is how I'm able to do that, because I believe that the Lord will make a way. That's my statement. When they put me away, DJ Brother Z, on my tombstone, I want them to say, the Lord will make a way.
you can feel the spirit. That's what I want. You know how people have those little sayings, like that one sentence on their site, on their grave, on their headstone. I want mine to say, the Lord will make a way. Ooh-wee. Yeah. We're going to work it out. But salute to Double R, East Side Double R. Okay. As we proceed, what else we got on the docket today, DJ Brother Z? What else we got to cover? We had another situation that I sent you that I wanted to discuss.
California?
Yeah, let's throw that one up there. That's crazy. So California wanted to pass this bill dealing with child sex predators. And they're saying that what got omitted out of the bill when it was amended was that from ages, I think, 16 or 14 to 17 or 16 to 17, don't quote me, they omitted those teenagers out of the bill. Like, they wanted, if you messing around with kids, they wanted to be a felony. I thought it was already a felony. You know, if you messing around with kids, automatic. But I guess they having this discussion. They got this bill they trying to pass. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. But I don't think you know, if you messing with anybody under 18 and you're an adult, and I know the age of consent in a lot of places is 16. You know, 16, they say that a person can consent. And with parental consent, it's probably, you know, 16 or with or without parental consent in certain places, depending on where you live in. But we got some video of this. It's getting crazy. Let's listen.
Effort that was first introduced by a Republican last year to crack down on the consumers of the child sex trafficking industry. Before last year, it was a misdemeanor in California to purchase a child for sex. With the passage of last year's law, it's now a felony to purchase anyone 15 years old and younger. But now, after a fight over all of this last year, Democratic Sacramento Assemblymember Maggie Krell is trying to include 16 and 17 year olds in that solid felony charge. Even the lawmakers want this changed. We're hearing the reason why it's not is because some Democrats are trying to honor a closed door deal on this whole issue that was made last year.
I was told that it was pulled, and the only way I could get it back on the agenda is if parts of the bill would be blocked.
Former California Department of Justice prosecutor and now Democratic Assembly member Maggie Krell, disappointed by what's happened to her bill. The Assembly Public Safety Committee will not move forward with her proposal that would make it a felony to purchase a 16 or 17-year-old for sex.
Did you expect this? Like, are you surprised by this, just being a new member in this building?
I think it's a disgrace.
It's evil.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove, who originally pitched the concept last year, says the Assembly is now trying to honor a closed-door deal between her and the state Senate from last year. That deal allowed what's now state law to move forward. Last year, lawmakers made it a felony to purchase a child 15 years old and younger for sex, while allowing the purchase of 16 and 17-year-olds to be either a misdemeanor or felony. Grove says it was more of an ultimatum.
It was either move forward with 15 and below or get nothing. And so the issue of protecting the 16 and 17 year olds that we put forward in the bill, because everyone knows, if you asked anybody in California, they should be included in those protections against sex trafficking minors. They are minors. They're considered minors under any other circumstance. For it to come from the Senate just because they said so is completely evil. Just evil.
My perspective as chair is that there was a carefully negotiated deal last year.
New Assembly Public Safety Committee Chairman Nick Schultz is the one who ultimately made this latest decision.
The negotiation or the deal that I guess was struck between senators and Senator Grove last year to move her bill with the 15 years old and under forward, I mean, Do you think, like, the regular average California voter, taxpayer, or even victim of this crime, like, that would mean anything to them?
Here's what I think. I think the average taxpayer expects to be kept safe in the state of California. They also expect a justice system that is fair and equitable. That's what we try to do at the Public Safety Committee. I think whether you're talking about Senate Bill 1414 last year or Assembly Bill 379 this year, the reality is most people are not watching the day-to-day developments of these bills.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm not going to quit now. And I am going to bring this part of this bill back every year until I get the votes to protect children. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, so check this out. So you saying 15 and down is a, you know, they trying to make it a felony to purchase for sex, right? So 16, 17, it's okay. Basically, use a that's still a misdemeanor. If you can get a 16, 7-year-old, you can pay him, you know. See, that's sick. I don't even see why this is even a discussion. This should be, if you ain't over 18, 18 and up, you know, DJ Brother Z. I don't understand why every time I look up, there's some type of confusion, you know, on this issue of dealing with youth and sex and how these people finagling the laws to try to leave room, DJ Brother Z. You leave. They said they'll cut it off at 15, but if you 16, 17, it's up for grabs. If you want to purchase, it's a misdemeanor. I don't know. You should. Mo the Elephant said 21 should be the age. I'm telling you, this stuff right here, these lawmakers, I mean, y'all get some goofy people up in there on y'all behalf. Like, you would think that this would be a no-brainer. Like, somebody in there purchasing, making purchases, and they saying, okay, I can deal with a 16-year-old. You know what I mean? This is how I can, hey, you know, I may not get down to the 12-year-old and the 13, but if we can leave room for the 16 and the 17, I'm straight with that. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like in the thought process. Let's leave a little room so we don't lose everything. Wow. Trash. Sick. It is what it is. I'll tell you this. I thought a lot of stuff was common sense, but it ain't. It ain't. It ain't common sense no more. It's just, it's weirdo stuff. It's weirdo. It's weirdo stuff taking precedence. And we got to get back to the basics. They done tore the basics up. They done tore the flow out the basement. Now anybody can come over. If y'all can read into what I'm saying. Anybody can come through. I went to go see the movie Sinners yesterday. DJ Brother Z, did you go see Sinners? I went to go see the movie Sinners. And I'll tell you this. Y'all gotta check yourself. Y'all gotta check yourself around the people you hanging around with, some of the things that y'all get engaged into, because you could be inviting in evil spirits and evil ideas into your life. And don't even know it, thinking that they're your friend, thinking that this person has got your best interest, thinking that these people are looking out for what's best for you. Y'all, hey, I ain't going to even say nothing because I need to get in here with somebody that done seen the movie. But I'm going to tell you this, it's wild. That movie, I usually fall asleep a little bit because if it's a little part in the movie where it's slow, where they trying to develop the storyline, y'all might hear me snoring in the movies because I'm always moving. So when I sit down, my body like, it's time to go to sleep. So if I watch a whole movie straight, that means that movie was fi-fi. That's how I know. I went to sleep on Captain America. the new one. It was a part where they was trying to develop the storyline, and I probably, you know, hey, wait a minute. Oh, you know how you pop up? You know, you about to doze off? That's because the movie is it kind of get a little soft. But this movie, all the way through, you got to pay attention. It's powerful. If you ain't seen it, go see it. And if you seen it, leave something in the comment to let me know what you think about it. Leave something in the comment. If y'all seen the movie Sinners, let me know what y'all think about that movie. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Trying to hold on, cause my faith is strong.
You know that I'm trying.
It get hard sometimes, feel like I won't last too long.
You know that I'm trying.
Sometimes I wanna cry, and I don't know the reason why.
My heart said I'm trying.
Dear Lord, I'm trying.
Say it, sir, y'all.
My dear Lord, I'm trying.
Dear Lord, I'm trying.
Dear Lord, who's the trying?
I told the preacher, lay hands on me.
101, Saving the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, joining me on the lines. Advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, King. Happy Friday.
Hey, it's Friday. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I done went to see the movie Sinners now.
Hey.
They saying Mercedes, okay. Mercedes in the chat says Sinners is a 10 out of 10. A must watch. I might go see it again.
I'm going to run it back, too, because I would say, too, that it's a 10 out of 10. And it was so many gems that was dropped in the movie that you're going to have to see it more than twice to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, yeah, absolutely powerful. What was your thoughts?
My thoughts was you got to have somebody that's spiritually intact around you at all times. That's that if you get somebody, you can't have all carnal-minded folks hanging out with you. You got to have somebody
absolutely.
That's locked
absolutely.
In on the spiritual aspect. A life.
Absolutely. You definitely do. To be able to see some things that, you know, your physical won't let you tap into the spiritual. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely warranted. Especially, you know, when you understand that this life is bigger than the physical life. And when you get into spirituality and you know, getting in tune with the universe and everything else, like certain things stick out and you understand that the discernment that you have, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it saved lives. It,
right.
It definitely do.
Well,
but it was powerful.
It was a part
yeah.
in the movie that I want to talk about because, and I'm not going to give away none of the movie. I just want to talk about this one part.
Okay.
About the juke joint, and they couldn't come in unless they were invited in.
Absolutely.
That was powerful because
yeah.
most evil ideas don't have the power to enter unless you allow it.
Have no divinity
right.
over you, and unless you and you can be unknowingly open and welcoming, you know. I was just telling, I think that was you. I was telling you, like, people don't understand when you have, like, welcome signs outside of your house, like, spiritually, that is a welcoming. Your threshold, your house is supposed to be your safe space. You know what I'm saying? Nothing can enter unless it's welcoming first, even to the point of in, you know, the movie, no spoilers, but when he was saying, Cornbread was saying that he wanted his money, like, give me my money. You know what I'm saying? So you can be fooled
right.
and get pulled in, but at the end of the day, nothing has the divinity over you unless you feel that it has divinity. If you feel that there's some importance there, again, it's just like a marriage license and some paper. It depends on who looking at the paper, who looking at the marriage license. If they believe that the marriage license is big, if they believe that money is everything, then that's what it becomes.
Right.
So if you feel that somebody outside of you have more power than you, and then you wonder why they treat you the way they do, because you gave them that power.
And that's true. And
knowingly or unknowingly.
And that's why I tell people, you got to watch the top five people that you kick it with and that you listen to, too. Because you only go as far as the people that you, you know, take advice from or that you allow in the space, or they may influence you to go out somewhere. You know what I mean? You gotta be tight-knit with your actions and things like that, because you could be through action inviting things into your life, too.
And not even know it. You know? Yes. And that's exactly what I was saying about, you know, yesterday when we was talking about the marriage and not understanding that the spiritual ritual that having sex with somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you open yourself up unknowingly to the spirits that's attached to them and the things, you know, that they are addicted to and things like that. Like, it goes,
right.
The rabbit hole is real deep. You know what I'm saying? Once your spiritual eye is open, you understand that the reason they taught us backwards is so that it would be at our demise, because as long as we putting the cart before the horse, we'll never go nowhere and they can stay ahead.
And the thing is, I was trying to tell somebody that sometimes, like, let's say somebody be like, man, we finna go over to this party. It don't have to be always coming to you to come in your place.
Absolutely.
You could go into where they at.
Absolutely.
And so
being invited.
You could be invited in to somewhere too. Like one of them parties that
Absolutely.
Get a little awkward after 12 a.m. You know what I mean? You may
Absolutely.
Not think that you're getting engaged in that, but you're going into the environment. So you got to be careful of
right.
not what, only what you accept into your environment, but what environment you're going into.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
it's a lot going
on. You have to be very aware. It is, and you have to be very in tune. And like I said, you know, as we start to get more in tune, you start to understand certain things. And it's a method to the madness. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
they,
you know,
they misled us to believe.
And you know, it was that lady. They didn't let the original people in. The original people that first came, they didn't let them in. But the one lady thought that she could go out there. Yeah, the one lady thought she could go out there and talk to him. Let me go talk to him.
Absolutely.
So she went where they was at and lost, you know,
because
she went where they was at.
Yeah, and that's because she was white adjacent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She was white and she blended in and she thought she could use that. You know, that would save her.
Plus,
but again,
I think Stack, what's his name? Stack, no, Smoke tried to get her to go over there and see how much money they had, too. Like, so she was going
absolutely.
Over there to see if they had money, because he wanted to get some money from him.
Well, he.
And that's how he lost
his
stuff.
Her. She stated, hey, that's what she wanted to do.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, she agreed to do it for him because, again, she understood that. You know, it was three white individuals. Because remember, this is Mississippi.
Right.
You know, in the 1930s. So she felt she was, you know, white passing. So it would be better for her to go to see what type of money they had, you know. And in return, they bid her, turned her. And then she went back where he was, being that he still had love for her and she was in love with him. That he, again, welcomed her to his body, because remember, there was a sexual experience
mm-hmm. right.
that got him turned. So, you know what I'm saying? He willingly welcomed her to his body, and that's how he got turned.
Hey, it's a lot going on.
Willingly or unwillingly, you know what I'm saying? But it's a powerful movie.
It's a lot about spirits going on and how they operate. That's all.
Yeah. It's about, you know, the spirituality.
Well, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Elizabeth, it's Friday, and I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, you got your 42. I got 40 of them. I rock Cardi's. You can't see my eyes because I be pouring up.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me on the lines, advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth Brown, there's a back and forth between T-Pain and Wisconsin State Fair Park.
Back and forth about what?
Well, you know, he was about to have an event out there, and he went live today on his social media talking about how he was set up to put the event at the, you know, where they do the Milwaukee Mile, and then they started saying that basically he couldn't do it due to there may be gangs, and then they really didn't like the name because his was Wisconsin State Fear. And it was supposed to be drifting, karaoke, a carnival, and stuff like that. And it was supposed to be June, what was it, 12th or 13th, DJ Brothers, June 13th? So I guess he State Fair, while they were promoting the event, because he already went through the process to have it, they said okay, then they came back and told him, nah, we don't want to have it there. So I guess State Fair then put out a statement. Wisconsin State Fair then posted a statement to the Instagram, and they're saying, we take responsibility and apologize for the way this was handled. There was missteps and intentional communications that were not representative of the standard at Wisconsin Fair Park. We are overly ambitious about what we could host, and unfortunately, these mishaps led to the event not coming to fruition. We are taking steps to ensure a more complete event review process in its place.
I mean, well, yeah, hopefully, you know, he had a contract, you know, and he can deal with that in court. But, I mean, again, he did get a proclamation. Whoever gave his proclamation, he need to reach out to him and see if they can pull some strings.
Oh, wow. Also, we had a mother call in to say, not call in, she came into the studio and she has issues with her son, maybe endangering himself, others, and her and her and his younger siblings. But she says she went through all the different avenues to try to figure out to get help, but yet was turned away.
Oh, what? I mean, it sounds like Milwaukee, you know, alive and well. Where's all our tax dollars going? You know, where's all of these for the nonprofit organization? Where they at? You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be out here for us to navigate. Again, we in a process now where we're going to have to make sure that people are who they say they are and they doing what they supposed to be getting paid to do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's sad, especially when you have somebody who's fearing for their life and it's somebody that they love, you know, and they're supposed to be resources out here. Again, these are the same individuals that get on the live wire and say, you know, go get some mental health. We got this program. We got that. And then you have real people coming on the Tory Lowe Show saying that I did reach out to these individuals to know regard. It's crickets now. You know what I'm saying? And then things get serious, and then they like, well, you should have. No, they did that. But all of these, again, nonprofits that are supposed to be helping, not helping.
Hey, they probably on vacation right now. The Ghost Advocates of Wisconsin.
Still got that COVID voicemail. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, King. Oh, hey, wow. Salute to you on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Bring home all the gold. Get all the awards. Hey. You know what I'm saying? And have a great weekend, King. Hey, salute. Hoop Nation, we love y'all. See y'all. We're going to run it back on Monday.
All right, Queen. I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual. And we got a lot of work to do. Have a fun, safe weekend.
Hey, salute, King. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tory Lowe from 104. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
Hey, look, About time Monday come, we gonna see if I got what we won upstate. Wisconsin Association, Broadcast Association Awards on Saturday. Hopefully we can bring something back to Truth Nation. Hey, keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Salute to everybody in the chat. You know how we get down. Salute. Salute to everybody that called in to add to the show today and all week. Be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next. I love you.